this thing wrong until you get out. Sometimes people them ones, they go wrong and they have a sad accident. Sometimes they can't hardly realize the condition they're in before until they get out. Then they can see it, how dangerous it was. But he said he brought me up and out of the harbor pit. Some of them damn ones, they won't hardly tell about it, about this pit, until they get out, and so they can see how bad it was, and then they can tell on the devil. He tell them he's in a horrible pit. It's a horrible pit. You know this old sinful way is a hard way. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. And so I know we're in a bad shape, dear ones, whenever the Lord had to reach down and bring us out. And so I'm glad that he's able to bring us up and out of a harbor pit. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Oh, dear one, if you want something new, you better get rid of the old thing. Oh, dear one, if you want a real nice new pair of shoes, get rid of them old ones then to put on. He's not going to slip a whole lot of things over a rugged and all like that. Daddy, one place that he's going to give them a new heart. But before he gave him the new heart, he had to take away the old one, didn't he? So you need to say, you're going to get all this new stuff wrapped up, that one, over all this bad stuff. It's not like a lot of people, you know, at this day and time, sometimes they just dress up, you know. Well, I tell you, this dressing has got to be from on the inside on out, ain't it? Time we just dress up that one and put on an outfit. And I tell that one, but you got to get rid of the old things, that one, to be able to get this salvation that'll do you any good. Lots of people want a good salvation over all this rugged and stuff like that. But he got to clean you up, that one. Come on up, inside and out, that one. He's going to clean you up so you can be able to get the garment on that you needed. So I'm glad, one, it's our privilege to ask the Lord to help us out. He said, I'll take away the old stony heart, and I'll give you a heart of flesh and all like that. And then as I take things away, I'll put things in. I'll give you a new spirit. I'll do that. You need to think you're going to get it all unless you're willing to measure to the word of God, and then the Lord is able to clean you up. I'm glad for all these privileges that we have of getting as we go along. Well, I said, there one, and he has put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. It's just a many people is going to do this. Now, I want a testimony from in the 34th division of Psalm, where a man said that he just started looking like, and he just trust the Lord and just do the thing that he wanted to do as he go along. In the 34th division, I want to see what the psalmist of David said over there, what he's going to do. You know, you can have a decision in your heart to do the thing that's right as you go along. In the 34th division of Psalm, we want to see there what a man said he's going to do. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen, dear one. He hadn't settled it. At all times, I will bless the Lord. I've known people, dear one, they haven't settled down. That's what you'd have to say to him, or what you call him. If you just call him certain things, what he's going to say or what he's going to do. You mustn't call him certain things. If you call him that, you see, he'll see about you, won't he? But the psalmist of David, he said, here, I'm going to bless the Lord that now when I was mistreating you? Say what the Lord wants you to say. And I tell you, dear one, the boss is going to let you know how the thing is. He's going to be the boss. But if you got him down there, and whenever you get in tight, he's going to let you know just about who you are. Sometimes the same when you press it down too hard, I let him know this is the stopping place. But I tell you, dear one, you get it settled down where you can say, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I believe, dear one, you got to settle down. If they treat me right, I'll praise the Lord. If they treat me wrong, I'll say, praise the Lord. Amen, dear one. He had the same saddle, didn't he? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, dear one, don't get in a tight sometimes and you have to let something else come out. Amen. Don't get in a tight. You know, whenever you get in a tight, they crowd you pretty strong. Don't mind you say something else. But be able to keep filled with the Spirit of God that will hold you together, dear one. I'm glad for that kind of salvation. I'm glad that we can have the experience just like we read in the Bible. We can have it, dear one. We're reading the Bible while the Lord looks like he takes care of his things. The Lord just takes care of his things as we go along through the Word. One scripture says, he that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Amen. The Bible says in another place, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because that he is, so are we in this world. Amen, dear one. You're going to need a little boldness as you leave here, ain't you? Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. It means something other than the damn one to be a child of God. I find that the Word of God tells us how we must follow him. The Bible tells us to follow him as dear children in all lands of heaven. The Bible pumps us up there, ye are a light to the world, and all like of that, dear one. The Bible tells us to go and sin no more. And some people seem like they have decided to go and sin some more. The Bible, dear one, the life that the Christian lives is a life, dear one, that's on the mountaintop, so to speak, dear one. And we are the people, dear one, that the Lord is expecting for us to let our light shine. Yes. The Bible tells us to love one another. How much? Even as I have loved you. Amen. The Bible tells us to be together. The Bible don't want us to be separated and all like that. The Bible tells us to love one another. And so we just have to be willing to strip for the race. If we just get to see God's face and peace. And you know, dear one, when I sum it up, it'll pay to obey God's word. When I begin to think about when people are going to have to be separated from the Lord, at times they're going to have to go. He's coming and he's setting the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. That's separation time, isn't it? And how long that one, that each one will have to stay at certain places. I just think it's pain there one for the people to get saved and where that they can live forever and eternity. As they go along, it means some number for us to get the thought to know where we're going to have to go and how long we're going to spend eternity. Well, one brother said one time that you just can't live a holy life here in all lack of that. Yeah, you can't do it. Well, I realize if I can't do it, I can get some help. The Lord can help me do it. And I asked him the question, if I don't live a holy, righteous life, where am I going when I don't live? Where am I going when I leave here? If I don't live according to the Word of God, to all my knowledge and understanding, where are we going to?
Thank you.
come on, you'll have to get busy, won't you? You'll just have to get busy. No mistake about that. Now listen here what it says. They look, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. If you would tell a person, dear one, that you sought the Lord and he heard you and he delivered out of you out of all of your troubles and all like that, well, I believe that would be encouragement to that fellow there one you was talking to. And he looked like he might want to get a hold of that too. I want something another dear one that will help me along. Help me along as I go through. And I want you to be able to tell something another that will be encouragement as you go along through this sinful dark world. Now listen, he looked upon him. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. I'm glad, dear one, that we can get a hold of something other that we are not ashamed of. Amen. We can get a hold of something other that we are not ashamed of. Amen. We can get a hold of something other that we can testify, dear one, to this old world, the glory of God. Let me go on. Now listen. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angels of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. Them that fear him. Yeah. Do you fear the Lord? Well, you know what's protected around you, don't you? Though the angel of the Lord, he just encamps around about them that fear him. Amen. Do you know you fear the Lord? You try to do what's right, folks.
Thank the Lord.
Now this promises to the one that fears him. Oh, I fear the Lord enough that one to want to obey his word on every line. I decided God's way is right. God's way is best. We must live by part of the word? No. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm interested, dear one, to do just what the Lord tells me to do on every line. He tells me if your brother fall out with you, something like that, and go to him alone. It tells you something else. It fixes it up there, don't it? Go to him alone and talk with him, so to speak. Try to get things in shape. And if he don't seem like to get in things in shape, go and get you another man. Amen. Get another. Got to get interested about this thing. God wants us to feel like and flow together. And if he don't hear you, then why, be time enough to tell it to the church, won't it? And if we ain't pretty careful, dear one, we'll be telling a whole lot before we go, be telling a whole lot of things around before we go to the brother. And that's the very first one he wants us to go to. Oh, dear one, let us hew to the line, just like the Lord would have us as we go along to this sinful dark world. Now listen what it says. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, taste and see. Sometimes things ain't just like it looks all the time, but you begin to taste of it and you can get a pretty good knowledge of it, eh? Some things that look like they're mighty nice and all like that, but you ain't tried it, and it may be a little indifferent. But dear ones, have you made a real good case, a good test about this salvation? Well, will it fit? Will it act all right? I believe the real main test is to get saved and sanctified.
Yeah,
I believe you're getting a taste, ain't it? You're getting a taste whenever you get saved and sanctified. Oh, dear one, you're in a position to stand the tests in the trials of life.
Amen.
One of the writers told the crowd that he's talking with, brethren, put on the whole armor. that you may be able to stand. He's telling brothers too. That one had a lot of brothers. They're telling the saints of God about putting it on and all like of that. Well, can we testify that we have it on? Can we testify that we have it on? Amen, dear one. Lots of us have been hearing this truth about getting strong, established, and settled, and strengthened a long time, eh?
Yeah, that's
true. A long time. And then I think today some of us, dear one, can't say that we are saved and sanctified and established and settled down into the truth. The Bible tells you to obey them that have the rule over you. I tell you, the Lord has got people out there, one, that's living this life. And he's telling the ministers there, one, them that's living the life, to tell the saints what to do. Tell the saints there, one, what to do to put it on so that they can be able to stand these tests and the trials of life as they go along through this sinful life world. All right? He said over here... Get over here a little bit farther. Oh, fear the Lord. He is ye his saint. For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lion do lack and suffer hungry. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Oh, dear one, we can just get in a place on when the Spirit of God will just teach us things that will go along to this sinful dark world. He'll just reveal things unto us. And I tell you, dear one, we ought to do all we can, dear one, to get acquainted with the Lord and to help get somebody else get acquainted with the Lord as we go along. We need to do all we can, dear one, to live this life so it'll be attractive to the people that's in sin and in darkness. Oh, it seems like, dear one, it means a whole lot now, dear one, for the people that are reared right up among the saints of God and saint people, dear one, and we got children, but it seems like it's hard to rest them. But I tell you, let us keep fighting on.
Amen.
Keep living our lives with the Word of God. I often think about an old song that I used to hear the old people sing when I was a little boy. He said, in heaven alone, no sin is found, and there's no reason there. Well, sometimes that just encourages me to press the battle on. If I should manage to get to heaven and nobody that I ever know of anything, that one is there, it won't cut off my enjoyment. Come, just right, leap right on. Don't have no crying up there, and I won't have to cry, and I won't have to weep. If my wife ain't there, it ain't bothering me up there. My children ain't there. The crying's all over. If the people that I know they ain't there, I can keep a leaping right on. There's no weeping there, no weeping there. The main thing to make it in yourself. Amen, dear one. I'm glad for this salvation. You don't have to worry about the yelling, saying, don't have to tell nothing about they can keep you from going and all like that. Some people got up an excuse around here. I'd do this, that, and the other, but if my husband wouldn't do so, my wife didn't do so, she's hindering me from getting saved. You got to get beyond that, dear one. Get there for yourself. So I just find out there one down here is all the weeping places we have to have. So I mean to go right on. Oh, I mean to go right on. Oh, dear one, let us get a hold of this thing just like the Bible tells us to get a hold of. Now come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil. Amen. You got to have something to keep you with. You got to have something to measure to the Word of God. You can't live like the Bible tells you unless you get something other to help you. You just can't do it, dear one. You can try and do all that you can, but you cannot live this life except you get something to live it with. You can stretch up and go with the saints and raise hands and leap and count with the saints, but if you ain't got something, you can't live it. Amen. I tell you, I tell them the devil can pray and the devil can count, but the devil can't live a whole life. Just can't do it, damn one, but I'm glad we got something other to put on exhibition, damn one, that we can live according to the word of God. Now listen, what man is he that doeth desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. Depart means a separation, don't it? Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Some people say there ain't no righteous here, but we take the Bible for it. Amen. I just love to take the Bible for it, don't you? I love to take the measure for it and they go along. We find it there's some righteous people here. You take a person sometime, he's cutting out a garment. And the other fella sitting by, he's looking at it. He says, well, I know it ain't a gonna fit. I know it still be. He's sitting down there looking. But the sinner knows what he's done. What ought she to do? Or he? Just keep cutting right on. You know what you're doing? Cutting right on. You know what this is saying? It ain't gonna fit. I know it's too short. I know it's too long. They don't have much covering now. I don't guess they about too long, but they may have some. Amen, there, man. Just cut right on. This is something I'm trying to get to you. Cut right on. You know what you're doing, don't you? Amen, there, one. Just cut right on. Keep a cutting. And I tell you, whenever it ought to fit, just keep cutting right on. Keep cutting right on. Amen, dear one. If you know what you're doing, if you're living this life, live it right on. Live it right on. That's the way to do it. Live it right on. Amen, dear one. I want you to live it right on. Like the lady one time came down to the altar and she wanted to know, could she live a holy, sanctified life where she was? I believe that was in the Baptist church. I believe where she's living. She came down to the altar and she wanted to know, can I live it right here? The lady said, are you living it? Hey man, yes, I'm dumbfounded. Are you living it? He said, if you all live it right on. Amen, dear one. If you're living this life, live it right on. Just live it right on.
Yes.
Amen. Another fellow said one time, he's coming down the altar, wanted to know, could he live it where he was? Well, he says, you've been there long enough. You ought to tell us where you can live it enough. Amen. The one that's fair enough, isn't it? If you're living a holy life, why you are? Live it right on. But if you ain't living it, you better begin to move.
Amen.
You better begin to move. The Bible calls us to make a move, don't it? The Bible tells us to come out from among them. I'm talking about the word of God. It means for us to do something, don't it? The Bible wants us, if you tell us to come out of a thing, I believe we're in a thing that he don't get the glory out of. I don't want you to come out of a place if I put you in there. I don't want that. I believe there are one to call so many people today. You might say that one, it's on account of their teaching.
Yeah.
On account of their teaching, there one. That's where a lot of people say amen to it. I'm glad when I first got a hold of this truth, you know what I done? I don't mind there one of testifying. How the thing is, I'm in the right. that day. I said, dear ones, when I first got saved and got experience, when I was quite a boy, way back in Alabama, got an experience, dear ones, that I mean to live for the Lord. Amen. What did you do whenever you got to hear about it? Well, just make it plain, Brother Carl, if you don't know no better. Just make it plain. Well, they open the doors of the church. Amen. They want me to join. Amen. Well, they did that thing. Well, you see in the Bible where they told anybody to open the doors of the church. Amen, dear one. I'm glad that I can tell the thing, dear one. It was all love and joy, dear one. I want to see people live like the Bible tells us to live.
Amen.
Amen. But since I've got saved and into this life, dear one, the Lord ain't inviting nobody to join the church. Amen. He ain't inviting nobody to join the church. But he is inviting people to get saved, but be born again. And I find out since I got saved and born again and all like of that, I find that I was in the church whenever my sins is all forgiven.
Praise the Lord.
Didn't have to join a thing. In the church, all the way that I got in there, the sin had to leave.
That's right.
Then I got in there. Well, you don't have to get out to get in nowhere now. You're already born in there. Just like the child is whenever he's born in the family. He don't have to go around and join the family. Therefore, he don't have to get permission to join the family. All he got to do to be born in the family, then he's one in the family. Amen, dear one. Well, we get saved and into this truth, and then we're in the family, and God wants us to stay in the family. Don't want to be separating and all of that. But I find there was the people now, they're kind of, you get in this family, and you get in this, that, and the other. But the Lord wants us to stay right where we was born, and we don't have to join a thing. Amen. You don't have to join a thing. I find about the first thing I done after I got a hold of this salvation. Well, what did you do, Brother Crawley, when you got a hold of this salvation that you didn't have? When I first got it down in Alabama, I went in and joined the church. I find out I've done something right then, the first thing that the Lord didn't tell me to do. Amen. He didn't tell me to do that. He didn't tell me to join something else. But I had to be born of God. And then whenever a person is born of God, he's right in the church, ain't he? If he's in Alabama, there was, he went in God's church. And if he's in Tennessee, he's born in it, don't he? Got to be born with the blood, there was, that's washing away our sins. And then we're in the church, and we don't have to join anything else. But whenever you begin to join things, there was, you begin to bite up them, don't you? Bite up, when you begin to bite up. Why? Because you didn't do what the Bible tells you to do. Well, the Lord wants us to take steps, dear one, like he tells us. I'm glad, dear one, that we can say amen. And everyone that's born of God, dear one, they can fellowship each other. They can say amen to one another. And sometimes, dear one, we can get into the door and bite it up and all like that. And sometimes we can't get along with this one and the other. I'll tell you that the world has got something out of hit the Christian folks with. Well, some of them say join the church and then join this and that the other. And all the people that want to join, so to speak, they can't hardly get along with each other. Amen, they can't hardly get along. You take this crowd and this other crowd. Amen, there one. And some minds, they can't get along with each other, can they? Have a hard time getting along with each other. And you know, some of the sinners, there one, out in the world, they can get along with each other pretty good, can't they? Yes, there one. Some of them, sometimes they get them a good old, I'll tell you just like it is, a strong drink, and I tell you, he gets in a position, he wants the other fellow to have something. Yes, how some? When he gets plenty of that old hand, that one seems like he's pretty lovely too, don't he? Well, there one, I want to see people get some another that we can see a lot. We can grow together. The Bible holds us up there, one, that we, that if you have love, one to another, you have love. You see, that one to another, now, he ain't got that thought that, yeah, and it's my love. Where is God? Is I can't get that thought just that if we have love, that's right. If we have love one to the other, then the word I believe is by this shall all men know you're my disciple. That's what I'm trying to get. All men will know that you are my disciple if you have love one for one two. I believe it's one two enough. Well, now, the whole world would know that. If them people call themselves saved, if they had loved one to the other, the world was not. But the world's all not now. And why? Because all them people that say they're Christians don't have love.
Oh, Lord.
You don't have it.
Amen.
Why is this? Can all men know you, my disciples, if you have love one to the other? If I have it for you, and I have it, and they have it for me, we can have love one to the other. But a lot of people say, if we have love one for the other. But the Bible says, if you have love one to the other. And a lot of folks can say, I have it for you, and they never get it to you. Some of them owe you sometimes. And when I was raised, right where they ought to be and all like that, you hear them say, I have that money for you, I have it, but it never do get to it. Sometimes it never gets to it, but I have it for you. The one God wants us to have something to get to him. Get to him. Amen. How are we getting along? Dear one, don't you see that we need to move out, some of us? Need to move out. Well, if I can just say we need to do and don't do, dear one, we won't make it say, well, amen. It'd be just kind of like the fellow was, I've got money. I've got your money for you. But if you don't beat that there one, he'll never get it in his pocket. You got it and give it, got it for him and get it to him, then he can realize it. But I'm glad there one, I want to say amen to the word of God. I want to say amen to the word of God. I want to live like the Bible tells me to do. And I so feel free there one, stretching out on God's eternal truth, telling you what to do, dear one. And not only telling you what to do, I'm trying to live this thing myself. Oh, I know it ain't going to help me a bit, dear one, to tell it up here so strong and all like that and live a shabby life after get out from here. All like that. I tell you, dear one, I'm in the rest. But my people are going to heaven. As I heard, I was talking about, I'd be here last night or yesterday or sometime. Thought he had to give up. I did give up a real good job for this truth. Amen. Amen! Getting so many $100, so much money a week, I believe it was, and running well, now in good money.